Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Started 114 on my Facebook feed.
190 on YouTube.
190 on YouTube.
197.
200 on YouTube. 114, now 123. The hot chicks hang out with me. Everybody else is over there with Lummy and Horse Tooth Willie. Now, Lummy, you're
I'm on both.
You're both. You're a whore. You're spreading. You're kicked out wide.
I'm kicked out wide to both.
You got your nerdy. You got your naughty nurse outfit on. Let me with two.
You got
two patients.
Two patients.
Okay.
I do monitor both, but I mainly look at Facebook or YouTube.
Yeah, you're a YouTube guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Facebook, where all the hot chicks are. And Lummy is a naughty nurse taking care of two patients.
Hello, it's
the after show. It's Above the Love Sponge show. How are you doing?
Speaking of naughty nurse, you got to get in your Dan Diaco's dream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Whew. This dream was so, and I got to call my mom, too.
Now, between shows, were you pooping or were you peeing or what was the deal?
Kind of both.
Okay.
Why? It was a long time?
No. But, it was short for you if you were pooping, but, long if you were peeing. You know?
I was decompressing.
Okay.
Hey, I get that. Play a little game on the phone.
I was, a little soccer. I was texting a few different people.
Yeah.
Buck. I was getting some
Big buck, 5,000 stars.
I don't even know that we blew the horn off today.
We didn't for Solo 4 2018. Was 20,000.
Did we have a shitty day on Twitch?
We had a 540% hype train.
We did.
Hype train Jones.
Hierarchy 65.
I just must have been a little bit stingy on the his horns today.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Hoshak Kenny.
Making up for it.
Yeah. I was getting a report from Billy, one-eyed Billy, who just picked up the Kubota. I was just getting all types of different texts. Because a lot of people that know me know that I got that 15-minute window.
Yep.
So I get a lot of stuff. And so I initially peed Blitz.
Okay.
And I got to be honest with you, Blitz, I was kind of, I guess we can probably be a little candid here. Can we not?
Sure.
Okay.
Have you ever been peeing?
I have.
And you got your cock in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know,
looking
for whatever reason, maybe it kind of fluffed up a little bit, and you're like, and you're like, fuck, I'm laying nice today.
Mm-hmm.
And I was,
Did you take some pictures?
No, I didn't take any pictures. But I did say, I look a little over to the side-ish and a little thick today.
Oh, nice. Congratulations.
Then I peed, and it went into an elevator button.
Oh.
But it looked good for that couple
seconds.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, I had a, you know, I was like, meow, meow. I even had, I was like, meow, meow, you know, kind of like
yeah,
that. It's kind of
yeah.
like, meow. I mean, not a lot of times when you're peeing, you can grab your cock with your whole hand. Usually it's just a couple fingers.
Yeah.
Blitz, are you going to lie about it or not? I mean, you know, even a guy that's got a...
Stop
you know,
lying.
You know what I'm saying is, like, when you guys are peeing, like, very rarely can you full hand cock your pee.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Like, when
yeah,
you're peeing, you usually don't have your whole hand on
no,
your cock.
No, it's a finger thumb deal.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah.
Finger thumb.
And then you just direct the head.
Yep.
Right.
Like this?
Like a
little
hose. Well, what you do is you kind of fluff it out. You kind of fluff it out. Like a little snap. And then you... Pee, well, sometimes, for whatever reasons, you know, you might be about a quarter hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you can grip it and rip it a little bit. You can get your hand on it a little bit. And you're like, wow, I wish it looked like that all the time. You know, I wish my dick was like that all the time, not just when it's half aroused. I wish I was laying like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of us lay that good. How do you lay, Lummy? Like really? Like, right now, I ain't laying so good.
Not right now. I'm laying on top of the testicles.
What?
You know, you got your balls when you're sitting, and it just sits on top?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just like a little, it's like a little frog on a lily pad.
Yeah.
Just looking around.
Yeah, it's just sitting there.
Like just kind of looking around. It just hangs out right on top of your balls.
Yeah, it's sitting there. It's just sitting on its chest. Yeah.
Looking for a fly.
It's not looking for nothing.
Oh. Just having a rest.
It's looking for something, but,
chilling
you know,
out.
It...
No, it can't find anything. Remember, if it gets hard, he'll die.
What do you mean?
Remember his doctor told him if he gets a boner, he'll die?
Because all
the blood will go down to his wiener and get out of his head, and he'll die?
Out of all the excuses you could have used yesterday as to why you're not fucking your wife...
No, that's not my excuse.
Lummy, your wife is 48 hours from having a baby. Mm-hmm. One would think that there's no way any woman wants to fuck. And so you could have said, hey, you know what? My wife, as we're a week out, she doesn't really want to fuck.
Actually, like, she does, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, she does. Like, normally they really want to a lot.
Yeah.
But.
Got to pop that sack.
But you're saying. Are you the sack popper?
I'm the sack popper.
Yeah.
And I wasn't able to
do your husbandly duty of popping sacks, bitch.
So with your chip challenge, torn esophagus, whatever the fuck you had.
Yeah.
Did. The doctor really said you can't get a bone?
He meant to say was, I can't, he doesn't want me to have sex.
Yeah.
Well, how did he say that?
For how long?
He says that no sexual, I can't have sex for 4 weeks.
4 weeks?
Yeah. I'd tell that guy, how about jacking off?
He pretty much said any sexual activities.
That guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Let me, it's what it is, like, don't, he doesn't want you to, like, go crazy pumping like a rabbit for a fucking hour straight. Like,
you know, but, like, having her.
Wasn't going to happen anyways.
Right.
Let me, here's the deal, man. You can have your pregnant wife, you know, you lay on your back and let her, you know, get on top and ride out. Just a nice, slow ride out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if she wanted to ride out.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen either.
Because she's so pregnant, she can't ride out?
Probably not comfortable.
It's not comfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then have her just doggy style.
Well, that was the thing, but the doctor.
You think doctors
You're so
know.
Full of shit, Lummy.
She heard it. We probably were disappointed.
Actually, I believe you. I think the doctor's full of shit.
Yeah, well, that's not my fault. I mean, Dr. Dan always says, listen to the doctors.
I don't understand how.
You need to do your wifely duty, or your husband. You need to do your wifely duty and bang your husband.
No, there is no more. Like, it's done, right? Like, you can't fuck now. She's having it tomorrow.
Well, can't.
We can still technically have sex tonight.
You should.
Big buck, 10,000 bits.
Big buck stars? Says he wants you to bang your wife.
Stars or bits or what?
Stars, sorry. 10,000 stars.
I mean, identify him correctly, buddy.
Yeah.
So, now... She had a 9:30 appointment, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just an hour.
9:45.
I saw it on Instagram. She said, last natal screening test. Whoop, whoop.
So what were they doing here? Just telling her how thick her bag was and how, you know, like how much her...
How thick her bag is.
How thick her bag is, if she's having any contractions and
now, getting the baby's heart rate. Are they taking it tomorrow at 5:30 in the morning?
They're going to try. I think they're going to start trying to induce her at 5:30 in the morning.
That means they're going
to
pop that bag.
They're going to try to pop that bag.
Oh, no. That's
gonna be you going to be there to give us updates?
We don't have Dan here to give us how it really goes. But like medically, when they try to induce labor, like how? What are they doing? Are they pumping chemicals through you?
Yeah, Pitocin.
They get three nurses just to go like go do the drums in the belly deal. Yeah, they get like a pink belly until she just pops it out.
Until pushes it out.
Yeah.
No, do it. But Anna, they do. They start pumping like pitocin or something.
If her water broke, if she hasn't had her water broken, they'll break that. And then if they want to try to speed up labor, they will give her Pitocin.
David Buck Buchanan says, "Blitz, let me know where I'm at." I think David Buck Buchanan is still trying to qualify for a ring, and so we probably
I'll have to go in the back
on the back end. Go in the back end.
All right.
I think he might have qualified. I think he might have.
Okay.
Now there's, you know, now we have, yes,
the stars.
Two and three more ways to get the money to us. Does Facebook have, yeah, they got Super Chat, don't they? No, I'm sorry.
No.
Just stars.
YouTube has Super Chat. Facebook has stars. Mm-hmm. And I think the guy on Facebook with the stars did qualify. I mean, it'd be a couple hundred thousand you'd have to have because it's the same ratio as Twitch. So we will, David, go into the back end and look. So let me medically, what's the plan? Do you know? First of all, let me, do you have any of the fuck idea what the plan is?
Yeah.
God damn, I look good as fuck. Look at that
hair. You do.
I think I got my shit dialed in pretty good. Don't you think?
You do.
And you had a lot of it too. You got some sun on your face. That makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I'm going to get some, and I'm going to go.
Got some what on your face?
Sun.
Oh.
Little color.
Yeah.
Colors. Colors. I am.
Color.
That
color
makes a big difference.
It does.
That, and your hair has a little bit of color in it too now.
Yeah. Because you've been using the gray stuff. What is it called?
Little Botox.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know.
Your black eye is pretty much gone.
My black eye is gone. I had my little hanging meat, my little.
Hanging Chad.
My hanging Chad taken off. And then Carrie, Dan's esthetician from Alabama, which is on your podcast. And people love her. Did you tell her husband she can't be on her no more?
Yeah. Yes.
They just want chicks. Yeah. And even chicks just want chicks. So that's the thing. All the guys that listen to your guys' podcast, mm-hmm. they want the chicks.
Right.
Yeah. And the chicks want the chicks.
Yes.
The chicks get enough.
How are you going to have a show called Girl Talk and have dudes on it?
Yeah, well, it's Pimple Popper.
Are we not calling it? We can't call it.
No, we're calling it Flapping Gaggin.
Flapping Gaggin? What was that?
What is it?
Goggins?
No, what did we call it?
I don't know. It's your Gap fucking show. Flap?
Gappy Flappy.
Gappy Flappy?
What did you call it? Gaps of Flappin'?
Yeah.
There it is.
Dr. Dan, Gaps of Flappin'.
Gaps of Flappin'.
There it is.
Well, are you going to remember
episode
it?
One was called Anna's Girl Talk, episode one.
Yeah, well, the next one's going to be called Gaps of Flappin'. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Well, hold on. I don't want to be like Johnny Alpha and like make you do that. Like, I mean, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I don't care.
I just think girl talk sounds like
it's pretty basic.
Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think, you know, some chick that likes the podcast is going to be like, I like to listen to girl talk on Bubba the Army.
Daniel Rose, 1,062 stars.
Like, you know, I like to listen. Let me, what's Ashley's favorite female-based podcast?
Flappy Gappy.
No, you stupid fuck.
Oh.
Gaps a Flappin'.
Gaps a Flappin'. That threw me off.
So what's the plan? She goes to the dentist. She goes to the dentist. I went to the dentist yesterday.
Yeah. We know. You told us.
Did you get any pills?
No pills.
What?
Lame.
Blitz, no pills. They just they took my temporary crown off and put my permanent crown on.
You and didn't I got talk him into some pills? At least like 12 or something?
No. 12. He was like, you know, I don't even like pills anymore.
Oh, now you're lying.
Really? Why?
Oh, you don't like pills?
Are you breaking up with pills?
I'll never break. I mean, I don't. I just do pills to go to bed.
Why are you saying this?
Well, like Blitz isn't like, you know, like I would back in the day be like, hey, Doc, how about a few perks, you know?
Right.
I'm not even that guy anymore.
Oh.
What?
It messes with your boner.
Oh.
You can't even deny that it doesn't.
Well, it really doesn't that much.
I mean, you can't finish. You can, right.
Yeah,
like if you take like a Vic or a perk, you literally, Anna, you can't come.
But well, can you last that long?
Yeah, but there comes a point where where old girl's like, come on.
Yeah, right. Enough is enough.
I mean, I got 4 orgasms. I've squirted twice.
Yeah totally.
We've made out for an hour.
Jet ski's out of gas.
Yeah, enough.
I mean,
game's on.
Yeah, like so, you know, you can fuck a girl till she's like over it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to overstay your welcome inside of her puss.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's a fine line after she gets hers a couple and you get yours.
You're just fucking tired.
At the end of the day, man, you know, I think an hour would be a good, really long.
Like, from start to finish, foreplay, maybe a little make out.
Yeah.
You know?
Hour, maybe two.
Maybe you fondle something.
Yeah, oral.
Yeah, oral.
All in from the time you start making out, then you go to the oral, and then you go to, you know.
An hour is fucking plenty.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, what about some, I've gone 2, 3, 4.
Minutes?
No.
Oh.
But that's like.
2, 3 minutes would be good for me. That's all I need.
Anna, like when you did make love, Anna, when you did make
Thank
love.
Thank you for calling it that.
When you did make love, was it like, you know.
I'm just trying to get out of your Dr. Dan story.
You're 10.
That's true.
Are you a 10 or 15 minute girl, or are you a ravish me for 45?
Well, it depends on the situation.
I know, but I mean, I bet you like to go 45 to an hour, don't you?
Well, the last time with the last person, it would be like marathon shit. Not just sex, but like everything.
Edging.
Just everything. It was like fucking 4 hours. Like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's good for rainy days.
Yeah.
And nothing to do. Hello.
Yo, Bubba, it's Alan.
Alan from
Lummy's boy.
Tell us a story, Alan.
Lummy, let's bury the hatchet.
Yeah, right in your skull.
But listen.
Oh, wait.
So my wife got induced for our second
Tell us about it.
Child.
Yeah.
And
step by
they
step.
They gave her the drugs at 10:30. And I would bring a laptop or an iPad. She didn't have the kid till almost 10 o'clock that night.
Oh, jeez.
What does that mean, Alan? I was texting somebody.
Yeah. Tell us the story again.
12 hours is like average. It was like 8 hours.
What?
That's
tell us again. Tell us again. We fell asleep.
Yeah. Tell us about how hot your wife is, because she's hot as fuck and she's a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I would just be prepared. We watched like a whole.
Now is your
House of Cards.
Is your wife Bubba Army? Like, you know, is your wife Bubba Army? Is she happen to be one of the hot chicks that are Bubba? What? What? What's everybody laughing about?
You asked him to say it again. You got 4 words out. You just interrupted him. And it was great. That's exactly what should have happened.
What?
You interrupting him 4 words into his stupid story again.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Hey, Alan, you there? You know, I know your wife knows that, and she's a doctor, and she's fucking hot, and she's cool. But is she Bubba Army? I know she knows. She knows that you're Bubba Army. But is she Bubba Army at all? Or does she think we're disgusting?
Is Alan really?
No,
Bubba
she
Army?
Likes you guys. She doesn't listen regularly.
Do you?
No.
What?
How often do you listen, Alan? Do you listen a lot?
I listen every day.
Okay.
And what right. means do you listen?
All the
free ones.
Have you?
I have YouTube.
Do you ever incorporate any of the Bubba lingo? You know, on her, be like, "Hey, baby, you know, I'm gonna bring out the 2 cul-de-sac finger Jones and make you jet ski like a sea do, like anything like
well,
that."
We don't call it that, but my kids know Bubba lingo at school.
They know 2-finger cul-de-sac.
Your kids know how to make each other jet ski. Alan, I gotta go. God. Cincinnati, Ohio, Child Protective Services are on my fucking phone immediately.
Hey, Flint.
What?
Flint, you did have my son in the car line this morning repeating your making fun of Anna. He made me rewind it like 3 times.
Oh, great.
When you're talking about the court thing and how she had to go poop and stuff like that.
You know, it would be actually mind-blowing to know the actual people that are listening to the show and what we're saying. Like, I don't even... The reason why I get myself into trouble is because I don't think anybody's really listening, you know?
And you got your son in the background.
And my son works here. Fuck! I'm so fucked. All right, Alan.
Mike.
Bye.
Bye, Alan. See you later.
See ya.
Go flip another house and make 800 grand, not give a shit. Appreciate it.
Don't go on Twitch.
Hello.
But he was in the hospital with an iPad, an iPhone, 3 computers,
by the way,
10
Alan,
watches.
25% off BubbaArmyMerch.com right now, buddy.
Yeah, go get a fucking shirt.
Yeah, use promo code Use promo code Bubba. BubbaArmyStore.com. Oh, okay, cool.
All right, we got to hear this Dr. Dan deal now.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
you and your boyfriend having a dream about your boyfriend.
I have this very, by the way, I had to head right up to like Blitz. I got to probably leave here about 11:15.
Okay.
Maybe even 11.
Okay.
I may even get out here at 11. Just, I got to get the fuck up there.
Mm-hmm. Got to try out that new tractor.
Got to have that kid.
Mm-hmm. Got to have that kid.
I probably won't be on the tractor at all today. I think I'm going to be on the skid steer and the grader.
Oh, okay.
But they got a ton of rain last night. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe the rain they got.
I would believe it.
So I have this dream. I wake up I set my alarm for 3:00. I did work out this morning.
Good job.
Thank you. And about midnight, I get up to pee. And I haven't had this dream yet. So I get up to pee about midnight.
Mm.
And then I have this dream from midnight to 3:00 because when I woke up, I was in the middle of this dream hoping that Dan would die.
What?
Yes. Oh, my God.
So I got this. I'm having this dream about Dr. Dan Diaco. And it's so. Have you ever had a dream where it's just absolute fucking. It's so vivid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's just so vivid. Like, it's like you're either living it. Or you're watching it as a movie,
mm-hmm.
and I wonder what your mind is doing when you're sleeping and you're dreaming that vividly. I wonder what your mind is doing. Like, is it racing or is it like replaying? Well, and the reason why I find it odd that I had a dream about Dan is Dan was the last person that I spoke with before I went to bed because Blitz, I was putting together, you know, taking care of Tony Stewart stuff.
Of course.
So I fell asleep. Kind of in that text exchange, you know, in Dan's world, so to speak. So, Ana, like, you're kind of a, you know, you're kind of a smart know-it-all and somewhat well-read. What is your mind doing when you're having that vivid of a dream?
Well, you're in REM sleep. So it's a cycle of sleep, and it's when your eye, it's rapid eye movements.
What? I'm sleeping. How come my eyes been moving around?
My eyes aren't moving.
Yeah.
So your eyes are moving around now, and are you replaying this visually?
Yeah, I mean, some people think, I don't believe in anything like holistic or spiritual. Some people think dreams mean something. I don't think they mean it. I think it's just kind of like a byproduct of the brain, you know, recharging mm-hmm. itself.
I think it's a byproduct of what you might have been exposed to or thinking.
Yeah.
Of.
Also, do you sleep with any TV or radio or
no.
anything on?
No.
Okay, because a lot of times, too, if you have that in the background, like, it'll incorporate that as part of your dream.
No, I don't have a sound machine. Okay. I don't have, I don't like sleeping with the TV on.
Okay.
I got my fan on, of
course.
Yeah,
and I mean, Bubba,
that air on 62.
That dream could have been just a few seconds.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, yeah, it could be just a few seconds or, like, it's at 20, 30 minutes tops.
Yep.
Oh, really? It seemed like it was a long
dream. Oh, I know,
dream.
I know.
It can seem like hours and literally a few seconds.
All right, so here's the dream. Dan calls me. Who the fuck is calling me? I know it's a caller-based show.
Maybe it's Dan.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not.
Hello?
Hey, Bubba. How's everybody this morning? It's Sam.
What's up, Sam?
Hey, Sam.
Sam Diaco.
The newest member of Bubba Army Royalty. How are you, Sam? You and Shane. And by the way, I got some merch headed your way.
Awesome. Hey, I had two questions.
What's up?
All right.
First one is, did Tess and myself get a horn blast in for the gate gimmick?
You did at the time, but you just got one requested as well.
Awesome. Hey, one more thing. Whatever happened to Israel?
Is
the trucker?
Israel the trucker?
Oh, Israel the
trucker. Unlike the country.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, as we left Sirius and whatever, we lost obviously a lot of callers, but I never heard from Israel.
Well, seemed like he could find you. All right, brother. I'm going to self-paid, man.
Bye, Sam. And, hey,
bye, Sam.
Anna's going to get that pedicure.
I'm going to get them toes done.
Mm-hmm.
Good girl.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.
Oh, good girl.
Love you.
He gave you a good girl.
Oh, it makes me feel
a little creepy.
That's okay. I don't mind.
So, Sam, love you. You and Shane. So, I got this dream that Dr. Diaco calls me, and he says, I need to talk to you. And I'm like, Dan, I'm busy. Like, something I would say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably just sitting at home. and he's like,
Dan could be in the middle of surgery and he'd answer your call and you're sitting at home going, I don't want to answer this stupid
He's playing
call.
The soccer game on his phone.
Yeah, I'm playing the soccer game. Dan, I'm up 3-2 on a guy from Brazil.
He's mid-surgery and he'll answer your call. Though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love him. So he calls me. He's like, hey, I got to talk to you. I was like, Dan, I'm busy. He's like, what do you need? He goes, I need you to come to my carriage house immediately. And it was just like, this was like on a Sunday, like at 1:00. So I can specifically remember Blitz in the dream, like I wasn't pressed for time or it wasn't like late at night and I wasn't going to get any sleep. It was like a normal daytime kind of deal.
Right.
Like, so it wasn't like, you know, it was 11 o'clock at night and I wasn't getting any sleep. So he's like, meet me at my house.
You haven't even taken pills yet.
Right.
Well.
Well, you know what I mean.
I don't know that you can say I haven't taken pills yet. That's a pretty broad statement.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah.
Very long time
pills,
frame.
Right.
Although my night-night pills are just not working. There's just so much on my mind. I got so much on my mind.
Well, what are you going to do about that?
Stop taking them then.
Are you going to take more?
I'm going to take more, yeah.
Yeah.
Bubba! Bubba!
That's what you do.
No, it's not.
Bubba!
Okay, so I start taking less, right?
Yeah.
Then what's going to happen?
Then you're going to sleep for a few days.
Then I'm going to be, okay,
that's
well, okay. You're not going to go to sleep for a few days. That's
you'll
easy
eventually,
for you.
You'll eventually fall asleep.
Yeah, well, okay. I'll eventually fall asleep with my concoction with a little extra half on the deal. Listen, my life is not going to end well. It's going to be a tragedy.
Oh, don't start saying,
Bubba.
I'm just saying, like, Bubba. You know, it's like I'm not going to grow old and die at 86. It's going to be some kind of tragic event.
Is it?
Yeah, please.
Bubba, stop.
I mean, I'm just saying, some people are conservative in life and they just not.
And some
people
are like you.
And some people are roll around and they're a little reckless and whatever and. You know,
you're gonna walk in and you're gonna be dead with coconut oil.
Oh my god,
Let me. Do you think that was appropriate in any way, fucking shape, or form?
And
about a guy who has taken you from a fucking fish salesman
because I don't like talking about you dying.
Okay, well, then
it
say
makes
that.
It sad.
Don't make it part of some coconut oil deal. Would I fucking have my cock out hanging from a ceiling fan like Michael Hutchins? Like, what the fuck?
And
I will not. Hi, this is Bubba the Love Sponge. And when I die, it'll probably because I take too many pills at night. It's not going to be because I was masturbating in an autoerotic asphyxiation kind of deal. I guarantee you when they find
me. But if it is, can we get it on tape?
I guarantee you when they find me, I'll have my underwear on and in bed with my cock not in my hand.
And some Fritos.
And I don't even eat. I don't even like Fritos in bed.
You don't?
I could maybe, you know, choke on a chip. The mama, and do like a mama cash chaser.
Too soon, right, Lummy?
I wasn't even bringing I was bringing more like a mama cast choke on a ham sandwich kind of deal.
I know.
So Dan calls me up and he's like, you got to come over to the house immediately. Meet me in the carriage house.
Okay.
How fast can you get here? I'm like, well, Dan, I can get there pretty quick. So I can remember Blitz driving the Crown Vic because realistically, although it's not necessarily the nicest looking car I have, it's the fastest.
Okay.
I mean, so is your truck, but yeah.
Yeah, but my
an
Crown
old cop car.
I mean, my Crown Vic Blitz. My truck, my F-150, my new 2019 Lariat.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
nice.
Yeah.
It tops out at 111. Like it won't go faster than my fucking cop car. Will do 150.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm just telling you, paint fucking chipped off, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I get in my Crown Vic and I fucking drive very recklessly.
As you should.
Yeah, please. I mean, my doctor's, the cops called, pulled you. You know, I pulled you over? Officer, my doctor told me to get to his carriage house immediately.
The titty doctor.
Yeah. So who the fuck is calling me now? I can't even get into long-winded stories. Don't you people know this is rude?
Yeah, you people.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I was rude. I'm not trying to be. I just want to bust Gary's chops for a second.
Track
me,
buddy.
Yeah, it's track me.
Track me.
I just want to
track
me.
Do you understand that I'm in the middle of a full-blown fucking yippee-o dream high spot? And what the fuck could you say that could be more compelling than my story?
Gary sits down to pee.
Okay,
that's it.
Great.
Anyway.
What? Fuck, track me. Fuck, you should know better than that.
Yeah, fuck
you, stupid
fucking
ignoramus. What?
I love you. I'll let you go.
All right. Thanks, fucker.
Track me, dude.
Listen, that's in Radio 101 world. That's not how you talk to your listeners. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like that's how I fucking do it. I'm busy. Yep. I'm fucking telling a story. You're trying to get your bullshit on my fucking airwaves.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Seriously.
I only got 15, 20 more minutes to go.
Right.
What the fuck? This horn's not for you. It's for Gary and Shane and fucking Tess. Tess. How do you say Tess's Tiss's name? Is it Tiss or Tess? The fuck?
Tease?
Tease.
Because her real name's Patrice.
I'm going to start calling I'm calling her Patrice because Tease fucks me up.
Mm-hmm.
Your name's Patrice. Sorry, Pat. So Dan says, get over here as fast as you can. So I get over to the carriage house and he's upstairs and he's crying.
Like how?
Like, he's just crying.
Like, do it. I don't. Is it like, or is it like
that kind? Yeah.
I killed Marmita.
And he's like, I'm gonna die tomorrow. And I go, who the fuck?
Maybe
could
it's Mike.
Be? God damn it, Blitz! I'll tell you what the fuck I'm gonna do.
All right, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna put the fucking phones on all busy.
Okay.
Because they're just fucking with me now, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We need to treat this more like a podcast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
246 hot people on Facebook right now. That's
589.
Right.
Right.
On the tube.
How many?
589 on the tube.
So almost 600 on the tube.
Yeah. 594.
And my little fucking bullshit Facebook's at less than 3. But it's 300 hot motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Bubba, it's Blitz.
You motherfucker.
Blitz, is this really you?
No, it's not me.
Hello on the phone?
Hello on the phone?
They must have hung up.
So fucking stupid.
You guys are absolutely fucking with me.
There's
now.
Like 5 people on the line.
You
too.
Motherfuckers are fucking with me. And you know what I should do? You know what the fuck I should do? Is I should just terminate this broadcast because you motherfuckers are fucking with me.
It's not me, by the way.
It's you because I just saw you fucking talking to your phone.
That's not me.
Hello?
What's up?
Who's this?
Nate, who's this?
What's up, Nate?
It's like calling Walmart. Hello, Walmart. Who's this? This is Nate. This is fucking Walmart. You called me, you stupid fuck. This is a lot. The only reason I'm taking this one call, Blitz, is because I'm fucking going to cancel them out.
Okay.
Xing out the phone calls.
All right.
So when you call, it's going to be busy. Because you got
see
guys.
See whose fault it is.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
What?
Hey, have you ever showed Anna your old pink lowrider from way, way back?
Now, what the fuck?
Pink lowrider?
You mean from Tyrone Isuzu?
I think so.
Yeah, what? Why? 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 Did you know?
Why not?
Because this is a stupid fucking question.
Have you ever showed Anna your pink lowrider? What the fuck?
I showed her my pink fucking cock one time, and that's it.
Right.
That's where we draw the line.
Yep.
Anna, you want to see my cock or my lowrider? She said lowrider, and I gave her my cock.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Well, guess what? The phones are X'd out now. You can't call. Try to call, motherfucker. Try. Just try to call. Try to fucking call me right now.
Have you showed Anna a picture of your baby blue Maverick?
813-902-8222.
Yep.
That's my number. 813-90-BUBBA. Let me call this motherfucker. Oh. God dang it.
Why was Dan crying?
813-902-8222. Hey, Anna, you can thank the fine motherfuckers that interrupted me now.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, callers.
Yep.
Jerks. I don't know why Dan was crying. Guess I'll never know.
Busy.
That's a weird busy.
It says user busy.
Uh-oh.
Nice. That's what every fuck's getting right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
User busy.
You fucks.
Ken Snyder, can you call me when you're off the air? God damn.
User busy.
Yeah, you should have texted him that.
What?
Fucking red tape can. User busy, motherfucker. Figure it out yourself.
Ho.
When you're off the air, when are you off the air today? 11? What?
Can we call him live?
Albert's Uber Dogs.
Can we call him live?
No.
And it's just like.
It just doesn't end, huh?
It doesn't fucking end.
Bubba, I feel you. I'm sorry.
It's like, I'm trying to do a show. What time do you get off? At 11? What the fuck? And what could be so fucking busy?
Right.
What could be
important?
So fucking busy, important.
Gotta get the nacho cheese.
Yeah, hey, I just want to let you know the nacho cheese machine.
You only have five of the bags of nacho cheese. We don't have six like you normally have.
Yeah, but we're, you know, Tom Mike's four backups, and anytime we get down to four, I'm supposed to tell you.
Right.
So,
the chips we have, they're round chips, but they're the 3-inch rounds or not the 2.5-inch rounds like you like.
A quick chat is all.
A quick chat.
Ken, I'm
user busy.
I go, what do you need? A quick chat is all.
Hey, Bubba, I was just wondering if I could park my car in your parking lot here next week sometime. My daughter's going to go to the airport.
That'd be like Aaron Rodgers, but he's walking up to the fucking, he's walking up to snap the ball.
Right.
And his, you know, his friend calls him and wants to know, oh, you know,
shit. Hey,
can I borrow, can I borrow some sugar?
Mm-hmm. Making some cookies. I mean, I tell him to call on the show, but he's going to get the business signal.
But these people don't realize is that I got to be on the air. You mm-hmm. can't fuck with me. Now, there's some people I like getting texts from.
Me too.
Yeah, nudes.
I'm not going to.
Kicking them out wide.
Yeah, when you get nudes, that's always nice.
I like to get texts from, like, my sister and some other girls, oh. you know. Maybe, like, Larry Plummer or Sumo, Gooch. Mm-hmm. Like, my boys. They're listening to the show.
Yeah.
And they'll throw in, like, a little zinger to help me. But they, you know, like Sumo would, and you couldn't fucking make Sumo text me and said, hey, Sponge, why don't you call me at 11 o'clock? We need to chat. Motherfucking Sumo knows that I am fucking shot out of a cannon and on the air, and please don't fuck with me.
Exactly. Why would anyone want to fuck with you? I don't get that.
I'm not even telling my fucking story now.
Bubba! Oh, no. Why are you punishing us? We didn't do it well.
Yeah, we did nothing.
Never mind.
So, just fucking Ken. That's just got me fucking pissed off.
Yeah, red Let's, tape.
Can we How just go back to Dan crying?
Fucking red tape.
Has he replied to you?
No, but the worst reply of all. Just a quick chat. Anybody who knows me knows I hate talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I talk for a living. And not only do I talk for a living, but I have to be on. I'm not just reading the fucking, you know, some stock report.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, you know, I actually, everything I say, I'm going somewhere with, I'm incorporating something, I'm trying to make funny, I'm trying to, I mean, like, there's just an absolute fucking crock pot of yes. ideas and shit going through my head, all while trying to make people laugh or be entertaining or be informative. So I'm trying to stay ahead of the whole fucking deal. And it's just, most people can't do it. That's why there's not a lot of good radio hosts out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people cannot fucking do it. And not even anybody in this room can do it to the level that I do it.
No question.
Because I'm real good at it. I fuck up a lot of things. I'm a fuck up. But I'm pretty good at radio.
Mm-hmm.
But the one, and but being good at this makes you quirk. Like, I have some hang-ups. I'm fucking weird. The more specialized you are, the weirder you are, to the point of maybe being borderline R or A.
So speaking of Dan, why was he crying?
So, but what I'm saying is, like, I hate talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. If you sold hot dogs all day, the last thing you want to do is fucking sell hot dogs when you're not selling
exactly.
hot dogs.
Every now and then you'll call me and, like, my phone will ring and I'm like, oh, like, what's going on? It's usually something really cool.
Or real quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not like, Johnny. I'm not Johnny Longform
no,
at all. On the
no,
phone.
No. But like, rarely do you also just call. Like, usually you'll text first. I mean, 99% of the time it's text. But yeah, sometimes, I'll look down and it's you calling. Like, oh,
like
no.
Last night when Tony Stewart called me.
Mm-hmm.
I look at my phone at 7:30. Tony's mm-hmm. calling me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah, something's wrong.
So I even answer the phone. I go, oh fuck, Brett, what's everything okay? And he goes, not really. You know, I'm over here at Sumo's, and Sumo says you got a doctor that's got the hot setup sheet
mm-hmm.
for a COVID. My boy is COVID fucking Willie. I'm like, I'm on it.
Yep.
Boom. But so I can't even fathom what Ken would want, like what we couldn't text about, like what we'd need to chat about.
Hmm.
Anyway, so I go to Dan's. I'm going to tell the fucking story. Okay, and I got to get out of here.
Yeah. All right.
You got to call Ken.
I was laying ice earlier when I peed. Now I'm fucking full-blown shriv.
Is it any?
Yeah, I'm like an elevator button running wild.
Yeah.
So Dan's crying. And I go, Dan, what's wrong? And he's like, I'm going to die tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm like, Dan, what do you mean you're going to die tomorrow? He's like, there's just no way around it. I'm going to die tomorrow. And I'm like, well, but you're a doctor. And he's like, I know. I know the medical reason why I'm dying tomorrow. There's no stopping it. I cannot stop it. I'm going to die tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then I start crying.
How are you crying?
Like, he's crying. Like, you know, the kind of cry when you used to wish your mom and dad would die when they beat you.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's a great... Okay.
The kind of cry when you're like, I just want to run away.
Yeah. We're like, it's hard to talk.
Yeah. Okay. Did any of you guys ever run away?
I was packing my bags. Yeah. One time.
I ran away for about an hour one time.
Right. Yeah, me too.
And like, you know, and all you're doing is like sitting behind your neighbor's, you know, fucking.
I was going to say, I think I went like next door, maybe like even in the backyard or something.
Yeah. We had these little woods, like literally we're like a 3 football fields away from my house. Yeah. And it's where all of us boys used to like try to hide Playboys underneath, you know, aluminum.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I went back there and I was crying because my dad had beaten
You couldn't find a Playboy.
But my dad had beaten my ass, called me a loser or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
That was last year. But anyway, so I'm like, I'm running away. So I went and I got my sleeping bag. And my parents didn't know I was running away. So I got my
Nor did they care.
Yeah. So I got my sleeping bag. My dad beat my ass. I got my sleeping bag and like some, like, I don't know what else.
Did you write a letter or anything?
No. I was like, they'll miss me when I'm gone, when I'm long gone. So it's like 5 o'clock on a Sunday, but it's wintertime in Indiana, Blitz.
Oh, no.
And so it's already dark, right? So I don't know where my parents are. I mean, they're not really paying attention. Right. I just walk out the house with a sleeping bag to this fucking place, and I lay it down on the ground, and it's like, I left like at 5:15, and it's like 7 now, and I'm crying. Okay, just wait till tomorrow when my mom wakes up, and I'm not there. And then about 7:30, I start getting real cold.
And hungry.
And hungry as hell.
Smell chicken dinner inside.
And I come back, and my mom's like, where have you been?
They didn't even know you're gone.
And I'm like, I just went over to see Matt Gibson. She's like,
you didn't
well,
tell you ran away.
But I had to put the sleeping bag in the garage because I couldn't come back in with the sleeping bag. So, like, they didn't give a fuck that I ran away. Like, I could have said I ran away. And we're like, oh.
Good.
Well, thanks for coming
you're,
back.
You're even a my dad would have said, you're even a loser at running away. You fucking, you know, you can't even run away the right way. You fucking loser. You're going to be nothing.
All right. So you're crying like that in the carriage.
Yeah, I'm crying
house.
Like yep. I'm running away. And I go, Dan, what are we going to do? And he's like, well, and so this is where it gets a little bit weird.
Okay.
Oh, so, fuck.
So I go, Dan, what
I'll
are we going to do?
Your dick.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was
sorry.
Funny.
Yeah.
Suck my dick and I'll be, happened, I won't die.
Oh, no.
Bye-bye.
I called it out, didn't I?
No.
Suck my dick and I won't die.
No.
That's the only
suck
cure.
Suck the poison out, sponge.
No, like that's the most inappropriate. No. Oh. Not at all. Like, what are you, like, what
didn't
what is on
your dick?
What's in your cerebrio fucking, you know, like.
I don't know what's in my cerebrio.
What the fuck are you thinking?
Sucking dick.
That was really quick out of your mouth, the dick sucking.
What's you and Dan?
You and Dan.
So
he's your boyfriend.
And here's the deal, man. Would you suck your buddy's dick if it was his last day on Earth and that's what he asked for? The only bad thing about it is once he made it the next day, then the rib's on you.
Exactly.
Like, guess what? What? You fell for that. I was going to die tomorrow day.
Yeah,
you
well,
suck
bitch,
my
I'm
going
to kill you now.
Yeah, you're right. You better die because I'm going to fucking kill you because I sucked your dick.
Yep.
Fucker. I mean, the ribs are ribs, but that's too far. I'm going to kill you.
So this is why you wanted Dan to die?
No.
Because so he like, wasn't even sick.
No. So he's going to die. Like, Dan's going to die. So wait till you hear this. This is all about, this is not about sucking dick. So he's going to die. And the first thing I go is, well, Dan, what's going to happen to all your money?
Of course.
And he goes, I can't believe you said that because I got it all set up. And so listen to this. He takes out all these credit cards and all these debit cards, and he puts them literally on.
Fans them out.
He fans them out on the table, on the coffee table, and there's like 10 of them. And he takes, I can remember like it was it's so fucking real. He takes Post-it note splits, and he gives me the PIN number to every one of these accounts.
Okay.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And he says to me, but he was very adamant, the rules are the minute that I'm dead, take every dollar out. And then I said, well, do I give it to Steve or do I give it to Jay or do I give it to your family? He goes like, no, you take it.
Oh, shit.
I want you to have it. And I said, well, Dan, I mean, that's illegal, isn't it? And he said, no, watch this. He goes, no, get your phone out and I'm going to record. So I got my phone out and I recorded like, hi, this is Dan Diaco and Esquire. And I'm given permission for Bubba Clem to drain all of my accounts 1 minute after I'm dead.
Hmm.
And then I woke up.
So you did want Dan to die.
And you looked around for the credit cards?
And I looked around for the credit cards.
Yeah.
And Dan's alive. So, but I didn't suck any dick.
Oh, that's good.
Well, congratulations. There's nothing worse than a dream like that where, like, you win money or you do something cool and, like, you wake up and you look around like, oh, shit, it was a dream.
Would you suck his dick, though, to save his life?
No, I mean,
to save his life?
Yeah.
Yes, I'd suck any of my friend's dicks to save their life.
Yeah, if it was a guarantee.
That's a good friend.
Yeah, I mean, like, really, like, let me, like, if...
Just asking.
Like, if you got snake bite on the dick and you had to suck the poison out?
Let me, like, if we were out, you know, out in the West, like Gabby and fucking Brian was, and we're out there... And a dick bite, I mean, a cobra bite your dick. And I call Dan up, and he's like, listen, the only way is to get that fucking venom out. You got to suck it, Bubba.
Sure do.
I'll be like, Lummy, you little motherfucker, you better never tell nobody. But I don't want you to die. So
thank you.
Let me suck your dick.
Joke's on you. Is this a black racer?
Not venomous. But Lummy, you do the same for me.
Of course I would.
You suck the shit out of my dick.
I'd suck the shit out of your dick.
And Blitz, even you, the most dick suckingest non guy we got here.
Wait, what?
The most non dick suckingest guy we got here. I mean, and the stiffest, like, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, Blitz.
You would suck a dick to save a life.
I absolutely would.
Not everybody's. You know, like, not everybody's on a no. Like, I wouldn't, you know.
Who's someone I know whose dick you would not suck to save their life?
Well, most people. Hmm. I mean, you have to be a real close friend for me to do that.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's pretty, that's a pretty big favor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're paying that favor off for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, at that point, Lummy, I'm like, hey, Lummy. When we get back, you got to, you know, make Ashley give me some head or something.
Yeah.
Well, good news. I just called the Cobra Kid. He'll be in a few weeks.
Hey, Lummy, how do you ask your wife? So we get home from our Western trip, okay? And I saved your life. You come home the next day. And I'm like, Lummy, you know what the fucking deal is, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm Ashley. So what happened, Warren, on your trip? Is everything okay?
I almost died, but Bubba saved my life.
What do you mean?
Well, I got bit by a snake and...
Yeah, what happened?
I had to make a deal.
What kind of snake did you get bitten by?
A rattlesnake.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he bite you on the foot?
He bit me on the penis.
He bit your penis?
Yeah.
What was your penis doing out?
I was peeing and it grabbed on.
Really?
Yeah.
How did he get a hold? There's nothing down there to grab onto when you're peeing.
He found it. He thought he was going for the testicles.
Right,
and the penis.
And he, okay, so what happened?
He bit onto it and I had to make a deal with Bubba.
What do you mean?
Well, the only way that I was going to live if Bubba sucked my dick, and he only said it if I would let you suck his dick.
So, so what are you saying?
Get your knee pads and go over to Bubba's.
No, I don't like Bubba. I don't like him. I don't like alpha males. I'm the alpha here, and he's an alpha, and I'm an alpha, and two alphas make not a good thing.
He sucked mine. Now you suck his. Do it.
He sucked mine now. You suck his. Dot, dot, dot. Do it.
Yep.
Would you actually lay the law down for once, Lummy?
I would have to lay. If you saved my life and you sucked my dick, I would have to lay the law down.
Now, Anna, what would you do? I think you love all of us, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you do. Like, you're our, like, little sister.
Of course.
And
I would do what any little sister would do in that situation.
Yeah, run and hide.
Yeah. Ew! You know I don't suck dick even to save lives. You know that. You just had to get bit on the dick now, didn't you? So sorry, it's not Will Koontz's dick. I'm not sucking it.
Oh my god!
I told you not to buy that Cobra.
Well, yeah. I told you cobras were dangerous. I told you not to pee by that one place. What would you do, Anna? You know,
I would save lives.
Yeah, I think
because I'm a hero,
healthcare hero.
I'm a healthcare hero. It's like that. No.
All right, well, you know what? There you go. There's my dream. I don't know what it means. I have some beautiful... I had 241 beautiful souls.
630 on YouTube.
Wow.
We're almost at 1,000 combined.
Mm-hmm.
And and tomorrow will probably be a little bit longer, as we'll be live on Facebook and YouTube as well there. Daily videos get dropped today everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And our OnlyFans has been blowing up. Thank you, everybody. OnlyFans at the Bubba Army. Thank you. And other than that, I got to get on the phone. I can't wait to see what the fuck Red Tape Ken needed.
Exactly. Texting you during the show about wanting to chat. How dare he?
Fucking chat.
Been chatting for 5 fucking hours.
I've been chatting for 5 fucking hours. I mean, I want a hot fucking chick with nice tetas that wants to chat me up. I don't even want that.
I'll send you a picture of my dog.
Appreciate you. See you tomorrow.